But these are not apostles. Although they call themselves successors of the apostles. They are supposed to be elders and so on and so forth. And they're supposed to be showing that they know how to rule their own house well. Because most people do get married. I'm sure he would certainly object to the creation of an entire class of people. It doesn't mean people who aren't married are excluded. But perhaps eldership and overseeing the church, if you haven't raised a family, is not your job. You know? Because you haven't overseen a family, maybe there's things, certain things you don't know. But maybe apostleship or the work of an evangelist is just right for you. You know, the work of someone who travels, the work of someone who's out there working, because you don't have any ties. That's the beautiful thing about that. They don't have any ties. But these guys, they all get tied down to their little, you know, it doesn't make any sense. Those who have the leadership of the church need to show some leadership at home first. And that's what the Apostle Paul taught. And as an apostle, I mean, it doesn't mean you can't be a teacher or an instructor, but those who are supposed to actually watch over the flock, he said they should have some experience in this. Okay, and I'm not making it a law like you're absolutely excluded, but, I mean, that's what he said. And there's certainly wisdom in it. But, I mean, I'm just saying how different it is, and they forbid them to marry. You know, you will not be married. None of those guys are qualified. You know, well, maybe, well, whatever. You know, the fact that they're in that, to me, it's like, oh, that speaks of a bad calling. I'm glad, even though I thought about it, the Lord kept me from it. The last thing in the world I would want to be is a Catholic priest or the pastor of some denomination. I would not want to be that. I can't think of a bigger, worse bondage than that. Totally. Because those organizations are so contrary to the truth, and you can't have the truth while you're in them. Because if you, because all the errors in them, you can't like how you gonna, how's you know you're just a new pastor. You got to follow the teaching of the Baptist Church. You got to follow the teaching of the Lutheran Church. You can't just start like amending things. You know, those organizations, long ago I realized, I'm like, there's no reform. They are to be destroyed. I don't seek to reform any of these churches. I seek that they should be dissolved. That's my goal. The dissolution of every denomination. The dissolution of all those organizations. Ultimately, you know, they'll be around till Jesus returns, I have little doubt. But I count them my enemies. The organizations, I mean. The structures, the doctrines. They love to have the preeminence. What is preeminence? You know? That loveth to have the preeminence is actually one word. Philoprotuo. Fond of being first. That is, ambitious of distinction. Ah, they love to distinguish themselves among the brethren. Ah, I'm distinct among the brethren because, you know, they love to distinguish themselves. And sometimes people get so desperate to distinguish themselves. And I've seen this. They begin to bring forward things, truths that do not profit, doctrines that do not profit, things that minister questions and strifes, things that do not lead me to salvation. Flee those things. We ought not. But again, through love of preeminence, that's how these things come about. And whether, you know, and to the point where they even got with this guy, Jotes, again, notice he names him. But Diotrephes, whoa! You know, these days, you know, and I say, I name a pastor, like I'll say, I'm against Arnold Murray, I'm against Billy Graham, I'm against, and I'll say their names. And so, you know, you should never speak against them by name, only by the things they say. Why? They said it. Well, it's like in mince words. No, I mean specifically Arnold Murray. Oh, I mean specifically Billy Graham. Oh, I mean specifically Robert Tilton. Oh, I mean specifically, you know, Oral Roberts. Oh, I mean specifically Pat Robertson. Oh, I mean specifically the purpose-driven church guy. Oh, I mean specifically, and on you go. I specifically, you know, I could start naming denominations. Because back in their time, they didn't have the denominations. Now I can just list them off, you know. I just have to name a denomination. I don't even know everything they teach, but I know enough about what they teach. All you gotta know is that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. If you don't have, if you transgress the doctrine of Christ, you don't have God. That's what John taught in the second epistle of John. So, that makes my job easy. When they transgress his doctrine, in a single point, they're not of God. And again, what his doctrine is, again, not in the sense of like, well, we think Jesus had short hair. Well, we think Jesus had long hair. And then, you know, which one's true, Paul? What, are you kidding me? Which one? Well, Jesus, how long do you think his ministry was? What do you think? Are you kidding me? What day was Jesus crucified on? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday? Are you kidding me? Well, these are important things. You know, the truth will make you free, you know. Not that truth. I don't see any profit in that truth. The truth that makes me free is, if thou believest, thou canst do all things. The truth that makes me free is, as sin hath reigned unto death, so shall grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life. That, the truth about that, that makes me free. Why? Because I believe it. I believe that I can obtain righteousness. I believe that I can be free from sin. If the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Whoever commits sin is a servant of sin. If I believe those truths, I'll be made free because I have faith in God who will deliver on the promises that he has made. I have hope. I expect. There's an expectation. I got a package coming from God. He's sending something to me. I go out to, you know, and go out in the mailbox. You expect certain things to be there, don't you? Same thing with God. I pray. I wait. I expect. I don't expect, but that stuff, what do we eat? What, Paul, should we eat pork or not? Should we worship on Saturday or Sunday? Are you kidding me? Worship on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.